Speech Work Document 33, The Moyer-Haywood Trial. Letter written from the White House, May 2, 1907, to Mr. John S. Henry, of New York City. My dear Mr. Henry, when you, in company with Messrs. Coakley and Brown, called upon me this morning, I read you the letter I had written to the Attorney General on March 25, 1906. At your request I gladly send you the following extract from that letter. Left square bracket our duty is, right square bracket, if it should ever happen, that we have any power in the matter, to see that exact justice is done these men. There must be no condonation of lawlessness in our part, even if the lawlessness takes the form of an effort to avenge the wrongs committed by the lawlessness of others. The sole question, as regards Haywood and Moyer, must be the question, whether or not they can be shown to be guilty of this particular act, and their legal rights must be as carefully safeguarded as those of any other men. It is alleged that they were extradited from Colorado in a manner that amounted to a betrayal of their legal rights. I should like to have the District Attorney of Colorado, and if necessary the District Attorney of Idaho, give me such information as they can on this point. I should like to get from the District Attorney of Idaho any information that he can obtain as to whether or not there has been the slightest disposition shown by the authorities in Idaho to act toward these men in an unfair or improper manner, or to deny them their legal rights. In the other hand, I should like to know whether there is any symptom of a miscarriage of justice in their favor. Point. 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 The intemperate violence with which socialistic or labor papers like that of Debs, and I am sorry to say some labor organizations have insisted without any knowledge of the facts upon treating these men as martyrs to the cause of labor, has unquestionably resulted in tremendous pressure being brought to bear upon the authorities of Idaho to discharge or acquit them, whether guilty or innocent. Point. So far, as the unions are anxious only to see that exact justice is done these men, that they are given their full legal rights and not condemned, unless proved guilty of this specific act, they are entitled to the cordial cooperation of all just and fair-minded citizens. So far as by any action, or by murderous and treasonable language such as that quoted above from Debs, and others, they tend to bring pressure to bear upon the state authorities and the courts, to obstruct the course of justice, and to render it difficult to convict the men. If guilty, they are equally without stint to be condemned, and anything that the federal authorities can do, in either event, to further the cause of justice is to be done. In response to your question it is, I trust, needless for me to say that, if at any time you or anyone else can submit to me any evidence showing that there has been a miscarriage of justice for or against Messrs. Moyer or Haywood, which you believe it is in my power to remedy, I will at once bring such evidence to the attention of the Attorney General to have him give it the fullest consideration and to take thereon such action, if any, as it may be in the power of the federal authorities to take. Sincerely yours, Theodore Roosevelt.